T.E. Moy, the CEO of the Georgia Federal State Inspection Service, has announced that they're moving ahead with an agreement to come up with a new peanut grading system. According to Moy, the Georgia Tech has moved ahead with signing an agreement to develop a new grading process with new technology. Involved in that will be the Alabama and the Florida peanut grading system as well. They say partners are uniting, and the project will include not only Georgia Tech, but the Federal State Inspection Service in the tri-state area, the Lewis Carter Manufacturing Company, and USDA's Agricultural Research Station in Athens, Georgia. They said that Georgia Tech and LMC are already started on the project. The project was somewhat delayed due to the contracting and subcontracting rights, but all has been cleared, and Moy said the progress is being made on imaging using cameras to detect damage in peanuts. He said samples with damage have been sent to Georgia Tech, and they are working on calibrating the imaging machine to color specs from USDA's grading program. Moy reported that the major negotiations involving royalties, however, have been avoided. He said, "We've paid a lot already, and there'll not be a royalty on this grading system." The Federal State Inspection Services are all getting ready for grading the peanuts this year. In Georgia alone, they'll hire over 800 people to start grading peanuts in the very near future. It appears now from their projection that there will be a 27% increase in the number of peanuts over last year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.